The GOP continues to look for some ways to redefine itself after its losses in the November elections. And yesterday, House Majority Leader and Virginia Congressman Eric Cantor delivered a speech designed to rebrand the party. Joining us live to talk about it is Dr. Larry Sabato, Director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Welcome back, Dr. Sabato.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So how is Mr. Cantor going to rebrand the party without really changing any of its policies?
Well, he's chosen a phrase, making life work. And the upside is that making life work is a heck of a lot better image for a party than just say no. So I would give him credit for that. Now, you know, in the end, as you know, it depends on what parties a party pushes and also what personalities rise to the top. I think it's always difficult for a party to change its image before it comes up with a new presidential nominee with widespread appeal, and the incumbent party has to make mistakes. I mean, that's look at American history. That's how the out-of-power party becomes the in-power party.
It's interesting that Congressman Cantor focused on messaging. He said the party needs to finish the sentence. Is it really believable for him to be talking about re-messaging, given some of the strong and combative rhetoric that he's known for?
Well, he's also trying to change his image. This isn't just changing the Republican Party's image. He's trying to make himself more acceptable before his inevitable bid to become Speaker. That's assuming continued Republican control of the House, which is likely at least through the next census. So John Boehner maybe will be Speaker for another term or two at most. And then you'll have a battle to be Speaker, one would assume, and Eric Cantor's at the top of the list. There's been some speculation about whether Paul Ryan, the recent vice presidential nominee, might also try.
You know, he did embrace yesterday in his speech, the American Enterprise Institute, the DREAM Act, which is seen by some as a reversal. How likely is it that he can get support from the GOP on immigration reform? And that seems to really be at the heart of why the GOP took a drubbing at the polls in November.
The Republicans need immigration reform more than the Democrats do. You know, the Democrats win either way. Either they get the reform and say, you see, we pushed for all these years for this and we finally got it for you, meaning talking to Hispanic Americans and Asian Americans and so on, who are already supporting Democrats overwhelmingly between 72% and even higher in some places. And they also win if the Republicans block it, because they can say, we still got the campaign issue. We can still run on this, and the Republicans are the bad guys. So Democrats win either way. Republicans need to short-circuit this. They need to get past immigration. It's going to be very tough for them to do it. They like certain pieces of immigration reform, but not other pieces. Well, I'm not sure Democrats are going to accept that.
Dr. Sabato, always a pleasure to get your perspective. We hope you'll come back with us again.
Would love to do it. Take care.
Dr. Larry Sabato, Director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics.